With Hashem's loving grace, welcome to Emunah Beams with your host, Laser Brody. Today's podcast is entitled The Last Laugh, and it's designed to help us see life's difficulties from a completely different perspective than we usually do. Let me share an old Hasidic parable with you. There was an old farmer who had an old donkey that wasn't worth that much anymore. The donkey had a good appetite and ate quite a bit, but it couldn't do much work and therefore became a losing proposition for the farmer. The old farmer had another problem. The old well in his front yard dried up, and now all he had left was a useless deep pit. So one day, all the farmer's problems looked like they came to an end. His donkey fell in the pit. The farmer got what he thought was a brilliant idea. He'd bring a couple of cartloads of cow manure, something he had plenty of, in the backyard cow shed, and he'd shovel them into the pit. That way, he'd kill two birds with one stone. He'd dispose of the donkey by burying it alive, and he'd fill up the pit. So he called a few of his neighbors to help, and they arrived with shovels. When they first started dumping manure on the donkey's head, the donkey brayed like crazy, and after a few shovels full, all of a sudden the donkey became quiet. The farmer, as insensitive neighbors, they thought that the donkey was finished and now on his way to donkey heaven. But when the pit was almost filled, the farmer peeked inside, and lo and behold, the donkey popped out his head and gave a big hee-haw laugh right in the farmer's face as it climbed its way out, standing on all 4 feet. So what did the donkey do? Every time some manure got dumped on its head or on its back, he shook it off and he trampled it down with his hoofs until it was packed hard enough to make another step to help it climb higher. Cherished brothers and sisters, we have to learn from that donkey. Life frequently dumps all over us too. First, we have to shake it off. And if we're smart enough to look up from whatever pit we're in, we'll see divine light that hasn't forsaken us. But those who look down only see darkness and oblivion, so they're lost. So keep on walking and keep on climbing, even if it means stepping on some manure. Just keep that smile on your face and you'll soon find yourself outside of whatever pit you fell in. That's exactly what Isaiah the prophet tells us to do in chapter 55 of his prophecy. The way out of troubles is joy. Not only that, but the mountains will sing with us and the trees will clap their hands. With Emunah, we'll always have the last laugh. God bless always.